So I'm single, like very single, like the most single I think I've ever been in years. And to give you a little bit of background, I have had a boyfriend since like 16 with some very minor breaks in between. And now, for the first time in my life, I am single and also choosing to be single, which is just weird. Welcome to the Erotic Renaissance podcast, where we talk about sex, love, relationships, spirituality, and the human experience. And I am back. It's been a while since I've done an episode on here, and we're coming in strong with season 3, and we are talking all about the benefits of being single. I know this is typically a podcast where I talk about, love and sex and how to make a better relationship, how to date, and all of that is valid, all of that is great. But today I'm talking to single people, whether you are a man, a woman, a non-binary babe, whatever you identify as. If you are out there and you are single, this podcast is for you because, babe, I'm right there with you. We are in this together. Like I said earlier, this is the first time that I've been single in a very long time. And I think in the past, singlehood was so scary for me because I kind of took it as, almost like this box that I didn't have checked. And because I didn't have that box checked, it must mean that there was something wrong with me or something wrong with my life. And I kind of came to the conclusion this year that I kind of really just wanted to be by myself. I wanted to be romantically free of any kind of relationship. Maybe I would flirt with some people. Maybe I would have fun with my friends, but I definitely didn't want a romantic partner this year. And now that I've been doing this for a while, I can now tell you some of the sneaky benefits to being single, because I feel like we don't talk about this enough. I feel like, especially if you're a woman or you're feminine, you're almost kind of looked at sideways if you don't have a man or a person that you're with. You're kind of looked at as like, okay, like what's wrong with you? Like, why don't you have a partner? And so much of my work is surrounding love and relationships. And I do believe that love and relationships are one of the most important, beautiful experiences that you possibly could be in. But so can be singlehood. So can be breakups. I've always said that breakups are kind of like a portal. When you break up with someone, it's an opportunity for you to look at, your past relationships and this relationship and see what you can learn from it. Because if you don't, you're probably just going to repeat the same mistakes or be attracted to the same types of people. And that's kind of what I've found. I feel like in our society, especially if you are a woman, so much of, the life of being a woman and femme is surrounded by finding that relationship. And we're kind of like taught that that's the most important thing, not to aspire to be great. We aspire to be second place. We aspire to find someone who is more successful than us so that we can feel like we've won something. And I've been really reevaluating that over the last few months because I realized that I want to be the successful one. So whoever I date, I want them to be a match for me, but I'm not necessarily trying to play second place or trying to find someone who's more financially successful than I am just because I am feminine presenting, because that doesn't really sit well with me. But anywho, now let's talk about some of the sneaky benefits of being single, because honestly, I really just didn't understand this until now. So, coming in at number one, I have that you get to know yourself really well. I can tell you one thing. When I was in a relationship, and I've been in a few different long-term relationships, one of my longest being around 6 years, and when I was in that relationship, it, because we were so deep within each other, it was like I kind of identified myself as being with that person. Like it was almost like I couldn't figure out where I started and there began and where they began, you know. It was just like we were the same person. Like, you know, if it wasn't whoever I was hanging out with, it was always me and my partner. You know, there wasn't this like individuality. And during this time, I've really gotten to know myself and I realized a lot of things about myself. Like, one, when I'm by myself, I'm a lot more of a peaceful, chill person than when I am in a relationship, because I don't have that relationship anxiety always like pushing me to be like almost to like level up in a way. Because when you're in a relationship, you're not just in a relationship, you're also in this like weird race where you're like, okay, first it's we're talking, and then when are we going to get to the dating stage, and then when are we going to get to the relationship stage, and then when are we going to get to the, you know, marriage stage or moving in together stage. And then it's, you know, it was like a constant leveling up. And now there's like, I know myself a lot better, and I'm getting to know myself a lot better just as an individual rather than someone who is, you know, with another person. So that's kind of fun. Number two is you don't have to check in with anyone to do anything you want. Now, I feel like when I was in a relationship, if I wanted to go to school, if I wanted to take a trip, if I wanted to go do any of these things, it's like you have to go and talk to your partner about it. I'm not saying that I had to ask anyone for permission, because that's not really what it's like. But if you've been in a long-term relationship, you know, it's probably not great if you were to just like up and leave, you know, and go to a different country for fun, and then you just don't tell your partner, or, you know, to move somewhere, right? And then you don't tell your partner. There's a certain freedom in being single that's like, I can do anything I want. I can be anyone who I want to be because I'm not attached to anyone. I can literally, if I wanted to pack up all my shit and move across the country right now, I would have nobody telling me that that was an issue. Yeah, I'd have friends, but we don't really put that kind of control in friendships. You don't expect, no one ever says like, you know, I don't want to move away because I got to check in with my friend. That's usually not how things work, even though maybe there's an argument there that that's how it should work, because friendships are really, really important. But when you don't have anyone to check in with you, there's a certain freedom and just truly being able to kind of do whatever you please and that be okay. Number three, I have a deeper relationship with my friends and family. I've always been a more friendship oriented person. I have Venus in my 11th house of social media and friends in astrology. And I've always been super duper close to my friends. My friends are like my family. But what I haven't always been super close to is my actual biological family. After losing my dad, I realized how disconnected I was from my family and how much I kind of wrote them off, because I spent so many years as a child wanting to be an adult. And once I got that freedom and moved out of the house, it's like I just wanted to focus on, you know, doing that. And it's almost as if I didn't really know how to interact with my family, because for a really long time, I was just the kid. And then now I'm an adult, and I don't think a lot of, you know, information out there really prepares you to have that kind of adult relationship with your family. And it's very different, because when you live on your own for a while and you come back to go have a relationship with your family, it was like, oh, like I can kind of treat these people as friends now. Like I can talk to them normally. I can curse in front of them. I can, you know, be real with them, and they are living the same experiences that I'm living. In fact, they're living a little bit longer, and they even have more insight that I didn't even think about. And spending time with my mom and my aunt and my uncles and just like all the different parts of my family, and really realizing how amazing and interesting they are, not from a child's perspective, but from an adult's perspective, was really healing for me in a lot of ways. I kind of felt like I was just, meeting brand new people because there was no longer this barrier of like, you're a child and we're adults, so there's only certain things that we can talk to you about. It's a completely different dynamic and it feels really, really good, you know? So having a deeper relationship with my friends and family has definitely given me some perspective. And there's a lot of stuff and a lot of like feelings of validation and happiness that I get from my friends and family that I didn't always feel like I got from my romantic partners. And so this definitely put a lot of things in perspective for me. All right, so we're going to go into number four. No more relationship anxiety. I think that more than anything, romantic relationships can be one of the most anxious experiences for most people. And that's for a variety of different reasons. Let's talk about the fact that heteronormative romantic relationships are very boxed off and have a lot of intense set of rules. And human beings don't necessarily always fall perfectly into that box and into those rules. So it creates a lot of anxiety. You know, we look at our relationships as the person that we're going to build our life with, as our sexual needs, our romantic needs, our therapist. Like, they're supposed to be literally everything. And if you really want to rethink this in a deeper way, I highly recommend you read the book Mating in Captivity by Esther Perel, because I think she so beautifully illustrates this in a way that really makes sense so that you can understand how many of these unconscious rules have been put on us when it comes to relationships and how to kind of step back from that to create a relationship that really matches what you personally want. So romantic relationships can be an extremely anxiety-inducing situation. And the reason that is because you are supposed to have this person be everything. And there's so many rules and social judgments on top of those things as well. So if you're, it's like nobody really knows what happens behind closed doors with relationships, but we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people's relationship. We think, you know, I had an argument about a cheesesteak last night. They probably are not having arguments about cheesesteaks. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with him? You know, and it's just like a lot of anxiety because, again, there's that leveling up that I was talking about earlier too. It's like once you hit one part of the relationship where you're like, ah, we're talking, you're already looking at, well, what's the next part? Because so much of romantic relationships in America, at least, is also tied into financial stability. Like, a lot of people marry, yes, because for love, but they also marry because if you're going to buy a house in this society, like, you kind of need to co-collaborate with someone with that, you know? So this is not just a potential partner. It's also the potential person, your potential financial sponsor, your potential everything. And that is so anxiety inducing. And during this period of time, I've really learned to kind of let go of some of those misconceptions that I've had about relationships and kind of separate myself between what's societal norms and what is my true and deepest desire for relationships. And being single has really given me a chance to actually do that without having to be anxious about it all the time. All right, so let's go into number five, getting a chance to actually work on yourself instead of working on yourself while in a relationship. This is important. It is only in romantic relationships do we have the thought process, ah, when I get in one, then I'll learn how to be in a romantic relationship. We do not do this with anything else in life, right? Could you imagine if you were an owner of a business and someone goes, hey, you know, I want to hire someone who is a custodian, and they come in and they go, I don't really know anything about being a custodian. Never done it before in my life. Just, you know, I just kind of learned from, you know, saw it on Google. Do you want to hire me? They're probably going to say no, right? But we treat romantic relationships almost as if there's no skill set as if there's nothing to learn. Like, it's very much like, figure it out, you know, get into the relationship and y'all will figure it out. And with 50% of marriages ending in divorce, it is very clear that we are not figuring it out, okay? We are not figuring it the fuck out. A lot of us don't know what the fuck we're doing. A lot of us are kind of just struggling to be in healthy relationships. But being in a healthy relationship is so much more than just, you know, loving someone. It's dealing with your own triggers. It's confronting your trauma. It's learning how to communicate your emotions properly. It's learning how to listen to another person. These are skills. These are skills that you need to learn over time. You know, you did not come out of the world perfect at relationships. In fact, we don't teach this stuff in school. And it's funny because we will be in way more relationships than we will ever need to know about a particular war that happened in the 90s or who invented peanuts. Like, this information is so much more relevant, and yet we treat it as if it's not, as if we're just supposed to get into a relationship and you're just supposed to know this shit. You're just supposed to be like perfect at it just because, right? And that doesn't make a ton of sense. So being single has given me at least the opportunity to kind of shape up on those skills. Like, what are my listening skills right now? Like, am I able to really listen to another person, like really mirror what they're saying to me so that they feel validated and heard? Am I able to articulate my own triggers and be able to walk myself back from the edge when I feel myself getting super triggered or super angry or super, you know, shutting down or something like that? Like, can I walk myself away from that so that I can be in a better spot? And doing this while in a relationship is 10 times harder. You know, this is why a lot of the times when you guys give me readings and you want to know if you're going to reconcile with someone, and it's like, when are we going to reconcile? And it's like, you know, instead of maybe looking at when are we going to reconcile, how about we look at, you know, in the meantime, while I might want to be with this person, what can I do to shape up on my relationship skills, to heal some of the traumas that might be preventing me from being attracted to the right people? Because so much of our attraction to other people is put and is meshed up with our trauma. It's meshed up in the idea that we're trying to look for someone who's going to help us heal that trauma. But you can do it on your own, and you can do it on your own time. And the benefit of doing it on your own time is that you're not going to get into a dead end, shitty ass relationship because you haven't done it, right? Like, there's a lot of people who have a lot of unhealed wounds who get into relationships and they just figure it out. But again, that's not everybody. And I wouldn't even say it's the majority. Most relationships fail, if you think about it, because if you're thinking about the divorce rates, that's 50-50. Now think about every time someone becomes boyfriend and girlfriend, or they're dating, and how those things failed. If you were to calculate all of that, you're going to get a lot more breakups than you are people who stay together for the long term. And a lot of it's because we kind of just jump into these relationships. We don't know what we're doing. We're expected to know, which is just asinine. Like, nobody, there really isn't anybody who teaches us these things, and we just go into it. Same thing with like sex. We just go into it thinking we know everything, and it ends up not being the case. And then we wonder why we get into these types of relationships, right? This is a perfect time, if you're single, to work on that skill set, your listening skills, your ability to be able to regulate your own emotions. This is a great time to figure out red flags in other people and how to look at red flags with other people and to actually really see them and observe them. This is also a great time to learn how to step back and not get into that infatuation stage and just try to get with the first person that comes along and makes us feel good, right? Because just feeling good is not enough for a successful relationship. You also need to have similar values. You know, there's so many different things that go into it, which I have a podcast episode already about that. But so I'm not going to go into it too much here, but there's just a skill set that, you know, I think we should learn. And being a single is a perfect time to do it rather than waiting to be in the relationship to do that. Number six, being single is more peaceful. I do believe this. I have had the most peace that I've ever had in my entire life over these last few months being single. And a lot of it is because I don't aggravate myself, like, to be frank, other people aggravate me. You know, other people bring up my triggers and things like that, which isn't to say that that's always their fault, but there is a certain peace, tranquility, quietness that I am enjoying from having been single. It feels as if, you know, instead of waking up every day and figuring out how to get this person to be on my team, or, you know, having to like kind of fix whatever feels broken in the moment, it's like automatically things are just okay. Yeah, there are times where I miss being in a relationship because I miss affection, but I get a lot of that from my friends. And so it feels very much like this peaceful, quiet time where I can just be myself and only myself. And here's the thing, you know, I obviously, in astrology, I have a shit ton of 12th house placements. So I tend to be the kind of person who really can't be themselves unless they are completely alone. And when you live with someone or you're in a relationship with someone for a long period of time, it's like, I need to kind of break away from that person anyway so that I can feel like I'm being myself. And it wasn't really truly till I was like fully single and like all of those ties were completely cut that I felt this deep relaxation in my body, in my spirit, to just be myself. And I would like to take that into my next relationship, but I don't know how yet. And so that's what this time is for. This time is for me to feel the most comfortable and the most confident in being myself so that the next relationship that I have, I don't have to feel like I have to hide certain things or be a different person or try to appease them. I can just be who I am and be happy with who I am and find someone who's happy with who I am as well. All right. So those are my six benefits to being single. I would love to hear what you guys think. You can message me or comment on Instagram. I love to read them. I would love to hear what you think. And remember to be kind to yourself and be kind to others.